flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I don't know how to step away from my phone. I just don't know how to do it. Anyone that works at Instagram, like if they tracked my phone behavior, they'd be like, wow, we did it. We ruined her life. We did it. 10, 11 hours a day I'm clocking in. I am just scrolling. I have calluses. I have pain. I got tennis elbow, not from tennis, okay? Like, I love it so. Like, if I have to hold a pen differently because of the pain that I have from my phone. If you saw me hold a pen, you'd be like, you know, maybe she was in foster care.
On the wake up call. Wow. Good morning. Good morning. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And God, can I relate to that comedy clip or what? I hate that I'm so addicted to Instagram. God, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. It's just terrible. They've created a device that has rewired the human brain. Think about that for a second. Like, it's crazy. That's crazy that they did that, that they were allowed to do that.
And now my algorithm's all messed up.
I know. Everybody's algorithm's all messed up.
It's changing the way I view things.
It's changing the way that a lot of people are. It's altering the course of American history, world history, because of algorithms. Because it's just pushing you to look at things that you typically wouldn't have looked at, you know? whether it's true or not. And in a lot of cases, it's not. Or at the very least, it's exaggerated. Oh, God, I can't get into it. The world is too dark right now to get into that. Let's talk about something happy and healthy. Did you have a good Lunar New Year, Kevin?
Oh, my God, yes.
Tell me all about what'd you do?
Just spend time with family for Lunar New Year. You're not supposed to do anything else but that.
Okay.
So it was great.
What did you do? What does it typically look like, a Lunar New Year celebration with your family?
Okay. So we blessed the food that we made.
What kind of food?
It was like a whole bunch of Vietnamese food, like caramelized pork belly. We had spicy beef noodle soup. Mm. We had chow mein. We had fried rice. We had...
You brought some of this in? You brought leftovers in?
There was no leftovers. Don't do that. Don't, because every time I bring in leftovers.
Every time?
Okay, well.
The one time you did in over 10 years of knowing you?
Okay,
yeah,
well.
The one time you did, it was delicious.
Well.
Go on with your story.
I totally forgot. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I forgot.
Right.
I wasn't thinking. I should have brought some food for everybody.
Would have been nice.
I wasn't thinking.
Would have been sweet.
But, you know what?
Yeah.
I taught the little kids. The gambling game that you play for Lunar New Year.
Okay, okay.
And I found out I can't be a good banker.
You can't
so
be
So the
good-
banker runs the games and you have to cash people out if
what
they
win. What is the game called?
I don't know what it's called in
English. Well, just say it in Vietnamese.
Bao cool.
Okay, and is it dice or is
it's
it...
It's dice, and then you pick what picture animal it's going to land on. There's three dices, and the kids loved it.
Okay.
They were having so much fun up until they were losing, and I was winning money because I'm the bank, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they started betting more, and then when they lost all their money, I felt really bad, so I just gave back their money.
Huh.
Because I didn't want nobody to cry.
Well, I mean, I will tell you this. Your experience with children is limited, but it is growing thanks to your nephew. Kids hate losing.
Well, they were so happy winning.
Yeah.
I even told them, I'm running out of money, and they laughed right in my face.
Yeah, winning feels really good.
Wow.
And they hate it when they lose. I had to pump the brakes there for a while for playing any sort of board game with my kids. Just because it was getting too heated between my two youngest.
Oh, boy.
And just, like, outrage and tears and crying. And it's like, this isn't fun for anybody.
I'm not ready.
And then you ask them, be like, did you say, like, okay, do you guys want to stop playing since you're not having fun anymore?
No, they wanted to play more, win back their money. I said, we can't.
So they're already addicted to gambling.
Well,
that's what that is.
It's in their blood.
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, why not?
I feel racist
it's
if I say
blood.
It. Right?
That's why you got to keep me away from the tables.
I know, and
you
do.
You've seen me.
Every time we have an event at any casino, Kevin's like, you bitches go ahead. I'm going to show up 2 hours early. I'll be hitting the tables. And then he shows up to our event in either a really good mood or a bad mood. And then if it's a bad mood, after the event is over, he just goes, okay, you guys have fun. I'm going to go win back my money. Yeah. Spoiler alert, he never does. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good Lunar New Year. It's the year of the snake, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean, is that good?
For other people other than the snakes, yes.
For people other than the snakes?
Uh-huh. For snakes, if it lands on your year, it's supposed to be like a bad year for you. But not like bad luck, but like, you know, it's just you're going to have some humps.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because it's your year to face... the hurdles.
Okay. All right. Well.
I'm in the clear.
I'm not a snake.
Good. None of us should be snakes.
I believe I'm a monkey.
Oh. Well, that's fine.
Is that good?
I don't think. Is monkey part of it?
Well, I don't know, Kevin.
I don't know either.
Is it the same? Is it the Chinese calendar?
Yeah.
Is a monkey one of them?
I don't think so.
What are you looking up?
Monkey is one of them.
Okay. How do I know more about this than you do?
I don't look at monkeys.
All right.
I only look at dogs, dragons, you know, boars, lions, rats.
So can you tell me right now, is year of the monkey, is this going to be a good year for monkeys?
Well, let me see. What year is it? No.
It
is.
Oh, good.
You're not a snake.
I could use a good year.
Well, it's up to you, honestly.
Okay. All right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know. Now, what is the worst song you ever saw a couple use for their first dance at a wedding? You can call or text us at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Now listen, a song that you used for your first dance might come up in this conversation. These are people's opinions. Whatever, if it was special to you, it was special to you.
Yeah.
And the reason we're bringing this up is because of a viral video that it comes out of Alabama, and it is a couple having their first dance. First of all, everybody gathers around to watch the couple dance. This is the song that this couple danced to. Now, at first, you might be like, oh, this, okay, this sounds
like a very wedding-y song.
Sounds like a very wedding-y song. Yeah. Okay. They're dancing, slow dancing.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Isn't this a sad song?
Do you know what song this is, Kevin? Katie clearly knows what song this is. This is by...
Thank my lucky stars.
This is by an artist named Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
No, they can't.
I know this song. God Bless America.
Well, close.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I am.
This was the couple's first dance, and literally the crowd, overcome with emotion watching this, started to sing along. Some people were saluting and putting their hand over their heart. And the person in the comment section even pointed out, a lot of people have said, well, was this person, was this a military?
Right.
It was not.
Oh, boy.
It was not. Personally think that song is hysterical. Like, it's so just dripping with, like...
Well, it seems like, what is it when you there's a song that, like, purposely is it designed to just invoke emotion?
It's manipulative.
Right, right.
It's like a Hallmark movie almost.
Right. Anybody that is, like, makes patriotism their personality, it gives me an ick factor.
I totally agree.
Now, I've never seen a cringy first dance, but I do have a friend that her first wedding, she's not married to this person anymore, they had a dramatic reading.
Oh, what?
Of Aerosmith.
No, what?
Which song?
I don't want to miss a thing.
What did you do? How could you stay in the room?
I just tried, because I can wear my emotions on my face too much, especially if something is like a, oh.
Yeah?
And sometimes my jaw will, like, drop open, so I just had to not do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Now, you were talking about, like, emotionally manipulative songs, or like songs that feel like they were cranked out by AI to be a... This song, Ed Sheeran, Perfect, I think is one of the worst songs I've ever heard, only because it's so cheesy. And it's
pretty cheesy.
Like, everything about this breathes and screams inauthentic love.
It really is like, okay, let's write a song that's going to be used for first dance.
Right. If I told ChatGPT, write me a song about love, this is what a robot would come up with.
Right.
Okay? And first of all, it's over 4 minutes long. Don't make your guests stand there and watch you dance for over 4 minutes.
Well,
that's too long.
We put this up on Facebook, and it's funny that you say that, because Jesse is a DJ.
Oh. Great.
And they said, as a DJ, I have to do some weird ones. I've had a 20-minute dance number with multiple mashups to some of the saddest songs that you've ever heard that are usually used for funerals.
Oh, my God.
Christy said, Hinder, Lips of an Angel. Gina said, Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
What?
Gotta be a second wedding, third, fourth. Somebody said, End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
So I know somebody that used I'll Make Love to You as their first dance by Boyz II Men. Also super cringy.
Debbie said, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I think that one's kind of cute. That must mean something to them. Amber said, actually, I'm going to save Amber's. Debbie said, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. Sarah said London Bridge. Now,
by Fergie?
Well, that's my question. Is it London Bridge is falling down, falling down? Or is it London Bridge by Fergie?
Because that one has a very, like, aggressive beat to it.
How come every time I come around my London, London Bridge?
I love that.
Willie said, that girl is poison.
Oh.
And Amber said, I'll Be Watching You by The Police.
Oh, that song is not a romantic song at all. Just so anybody out there who's like, oh, I love that song.
You can love the song.
Sting has even confirmed it is about a stalker.
Yeah.
It is about an unhealthy stalking relationship. Keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the text.
Okay, so everybody's excited about the Super Bowl, understandably so. And there is a pet store that is going to be having a puppy bowl where the puppies are going to be allowed to like run around, probably a football shaped thing. I don't even know what it is. But I was asked to phone scam Amy, who works at this pet store. So Cannon with a K is calling to explain why his dog needs to be part of this because he's been training for it his entire life.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Amy.
I'm calling about your Super Bowl puppy bowl, the puppy bowl, puppy Super Bowl. What are you guys doing? Is that, I have the name right, right?
Yeah, so we're doing a puppy bowl in the parking lot the morning of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's dope. I love that. And calling to basically say, like, I want to get involved. I want to come down. I want to be part of it. Well, not me, per se, but, like, you know, my puppy.
Okay, so all you actually have to do is go online. We have a form that you can fill out on the main page. And then, and that's it. And we'll just have you written down and you can come and participate.
That's awesome. So, is there like a weight limit or anything like that?
No. I mean, it's really just for fun. I mean, everybody's, there's no weight limit.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Thank God. Because I, you know, my puppy, his name is Aftershock because that's where I found him. He is a pit bull and I don't know, I'm bad with numbers, but let's say like he's somewhere between like 6 months and maybe like a year and a half old. And,
No, he's full grown. I don't think he's a puppy anymore. That sounds like a full grown dog.
Well, he's a puppy at heart. Okay. And he's my puppy. He's my little baby boy. So, I want Aftershock to be in it though because of, you know, this is what he's been training for.
When you say training for, I don't understand what that means, sir.
Oh, he's going to kick all those puppies' asses.
This is a friendly family event.
Well, let me explain, because it sounds like you're jumping to conclusions. So like ever since I found Aftershock at Aftershock, I raised him to be the king of all puppy bowls. Like he is a lead mean fighting machine and he is ready to kick ass and take names. Okay, you're talking over me, Amy. Sure. This is how conversations go.
I'm not talking over you. I'm asking you to take a breath.
Oh, okay.
And to understand what you're saying to me. You're basically telling me that your pit bull is going to come to this puppy bowl and be violent with the other dogs.
Hold on a second. Are we playing football? What is this? What is your puppy bowl? What do they do?
They're just playing. It's just a way to bring families and their pets together. I think that you're unfortunately.
Well, how do you keep score?
More aggressive.
Excuse me.
I don't really understand.
Excuse me.
This is not okay.
Well, how are you keeping score?
Your puppy with respect.
I don't understand the rules that of your puppy bowl. Like, are there points? Is there a winner?
There's no winners. We're just playing. It's supposed to just be fun. It's in the parking lot for an hour the morning of Super Bowl. I mean, I think you're taking this way too seriously. And I think that you're unfortunately not going to be able to participate. I don't know
how
this is
going. Let me and Aftershock come down there.
This is a family event.
Okay, I'll bring my kids.
I think that this conversation is over. I have to go.
Okay. Let me just tell you one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real, Amy. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and you're on a phone scam.
No, none of it's real. You're in a prank call. Your son is the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this to you.
Okay, first of all, which son? And oh my God, are you serious right now?
Travis.
I am going to kill my son. My heart has been beating out of my chest. I have customers in the store looking at me like I'm crazy. Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So yesterday was National Pet Day, and in classic Wake Up Call fashion, we didn't realize that until the show was over. So, we are going to celebrate our pets today by once again talking about the nicknames for our pets. Pet nicknames. And this is always funny. You can text it in or call 916-909-1065 and tell us what nicknames do you have for your pet, because there are often many and they are very funny. Do you want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. I have two cats. One is named Pip. These are all of Pip's names, okay? We call him Pip. We call him Pipper. We call him Pooper. At Christmas time, we call him Pippermint. At Halloween, we call him Pipkin. Salt and Pipper. Pied Pipper. Pip Squeak. Pippy Longstocking. Pip Pip. Pip Pip Tree. Pip Pocket. Pepperoni.
Oh, sure.
If we're having pizza, pepperoncinis, and also chili peppers.
Okay, wow.
The other cat's name is Daisy. We call her Daisy.
Oh, okay.
We know who the favorite is.
There's just not as many places to go.
We got a text message in. We got a bunch of text messages in, and they're great already. I have two cats. Pickle, a.k.a. Pickle Pants, Fancy Pants, Pants, Mish, Mishy, Moo, Mish Mosh Moosh, and Pepper, a.k.a. Pepper, Pepperoni. Oh, yeah, there you go. There's also Cheen, Cheeny, Weenie, and Weenie. Weenie Woo.
Oh, that is so funny. See, I feel like we're so boring because we just call our pets by their names.
Really?
Yeah, like Oscar is Oski or Oski Baby.
Okay.
And that's as far as we
go.
The thing we do with our pets is we don't change their name. We just change our voice to talk to them.
What about Leo? You don't do anything for Leo?
Leo is a boy, and his name shall not be changed.
Wow. Oh.
I mean, you wouldn't do that.
I mean, you do it to
him. He's a Disney prince. You call him by his name.
If you if you're talking about a cat, your cat might be male by birth, but he is still a girl because he's a cat.
Oh, right. Okay.
Boy cats are girls.
Boy cats are girls.
Yes.
That is exactly true.
And girl dogs are kind of boys.
They kind of are. I've never had a girl dog, but I assume that if I did, it was a boy.
Yeah, we put this up on Facebook, and what else did we get?
God, they're so funny. Amanda said her dog's name is Maverick.
Okay.
So she also calls him Puppy Son. Sun Son. Marley, Mars Bars, Marmar, Batgirl, Marley Barley Hops.
Maverick's a girl. Wow, what a curveball at the end there.
Tammy said that, I don't know if this is a cat or a dog, doesn't matter. Real name is Alice, but she's called Miss Wish, Wish Wish, Wishy Woo, Wish Come Wishy, Pretty Girl.
That's so funny. Text message we just got in. My dog's name is Coyote. He's a 3-legged, 5-pound chihuahua, and his nicknames are Buddy, Little Dude, Yodel, Owl, and Cotty, and my handsome dude.
Now,
if you've got a dog with 3 legs, seems like a missed opportunity to go with that angle for nicknames.
I feel like that's so on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little tripod.
There you go.
You can call him Trey.
Trey. Oh, yeah. God, that's cute.
Brooke said, Charlie is a big, floofy Maine Coon cat.
Oh, God, I love Maine Coons.
We call him Charlie Char-Chars, Mr. Pants, Floofy McFloofer, Senior Pantalones, Bonnie, Prince Charlie,
Bonnie.
Charming Charlie, Pee Pee Pants, Poop Butt, and mostly Charlie Get Down.
Why do you think Mr. Pants even showed up?
I don't know. And then to call him Senior Pantalones.
I know. Very international. We're doing, by the way, if you're joining us, what is the nickname for your pets? Because yesterday was National Pet Day. Well, yeah, we missed it. So we're celebrating today.
Leticia said The animal's name is Ruger Scott Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Okay. Also known as Boog or Boogs.
Okay.
Booger Scott. Ruggie. Bubba. Moco.
All of those do not match such a regal name as what he has. What is his actual name?
Ruger Scott Fitzgerald.
Right! You're going to name him after a very famous author and then do that to him?
Michaela said that she has an 8-year-old Frenchie named Henry, who also goes by Mr. Cheese. Handsome, old man, stinky cheese, melty cheese, anything cheese.
Anything cheese.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeez.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kevin is about to do something this weekend, and in all honesty, if you do it, Kevin, Katie and I are a little worried.
We'll never see you again.
You're not making it back.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what your plans are.
This weekend, I'm going camping.
Camping.
Okay.
Very far away by the ocean.
All right.
Okay.
You yourself even are a little nervous about one aspect of this trip. Tell everybody what that is.
I am an Eagle Scout, okay? But I'm a little rusty. Mm-hmm. Rusty on my knots. Rusty on leaving no trace. Rusty of identifying footprints of animals to know for safety.
Mm-hmm. Is leave no trace part of the Boy Scout creed?
It's our motto.
I thought it was be prepared.
Be prepared is also our motto.
Leave no trace sounds like you're an assassin.
Well, leave no trace is the battle cry of Burning Man.
No, it's leave no trace at the places you visit because you don't want to disrupt nature.
I see. Okay. Listen, you're the Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Allegedly. You're rusty on your knots. You're rusty on leaving no trace. Yeah, it's possible that you're just not prepared for this camping trip.
And I don't have any camping gear. I'm borrowing all my brother's.
Well, I think that's fine.
I don't know how to pitch up his tent because it's going to be raining.
It's going to be...
God, what? Yes!
Yeah, raining and cold, bitches.
Oh my God, you're going to need a tarp to go over the tent, too.
You don't need a tarp to go over. Some tents are 0 degrees, so it's supposed to insulate you. I don't know what tent my brother has.
Okay, assume he doesn't have
right.
that.
Then I'm messed.
I don't know what that expression means, but okay.
That means I'm...
Where is this trip?
Salt Point.
What is that?
It's a place, I don't know, 3 hours away near the ocean on a cliff.
On a cliff?
Nah, I wouldn't say on a cliff.
And it's gonna rain?
It's near a cliff.
Why are you doing this?
It's fun.
Okay, so how many days are you gonna be there?
It's fun.
Three.
Okay, so 3 days, 2 nights?
How does that work? We leave Sunday.
Okay, so got it.
Slay.
Okay, and...
Oh yeah, did I tell you guys there might not be bathrooms there?
Well, isn't the forest
are
a big bathroom?
Able to cook your food?
Yes, Katie. Well, I'm bringing a camping stove.
Okay.
And there's gonna... a Dutch oven. Anybody have a Dutch oven I could borrow?
No. What do you need a Dutch oven for?
To do baked goods.
Baked goods?
Oh, okay, I'm also going to be bringing a smorsborg.
What?
A smorsborg.
Smorgasbord?
No, a smorsborg and a smorgsborg. There's two different boards here.
Okay, wait. Okay. Are you saying
hold on.
Bored?
I, if you're just joining us, we're trying to get through Kevin's camping trip for the weekend, and Katie and I are messed.
I'm messed.
All right. So, okay. What is a smorgasbord?
A smorgasbord is a board filled with ingredients to have s'mores around the campfire, and I'm in charge of it.
Okay, and then what's the other thing you said?
S'moresborg is the savory version of s'mores. They're savory s'mores.
And it's gonna rain.
Okay! You can still have fire when it rains.
I guess that's true.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I guess that's technically true.
Can I tell you something else he told me?
What did he tell you?
That they're going to go foraging.
Oh, foraging. Yeah, for sea urchins, bitches.
For sea urchins?
Yeah, it's going to be a low tide, so we're going to go get some sea urchins.
For what?
To eat.
You're going to die on this trip.
You're going to die. You're going to poison yourself.
Some of the people I'm going with, they used to be sushi chefs.
Oh, my God.
But did they have to go get it themselves?
No, this is fresh.
Are you talking about uni? Is that the thing?
That's what's in sea urchin.
And it has to be prepared perfectly kills you?
No.
I think it's blowfish.
No, the outside of a sea urchin might be poisonous, but just don't touch the poison part.
I can't. If it's not the ill-equipped for camping, or the cliff in the rain, or choking on a smorgasbord.
Right.
Smorgasbord.
Or right. Now eating a possibly poisonous sea urchins, you're not coming back.
No.
And
that's what you guys always say,
you know,
and guess
people
what?
People should send in their resumes.
Katie!
Yeah.
Don't count your eggs before they hatch. Okay?
Listen, we're going to have a show to do on Monday, and right. We're probably going to need a new Kevin.
We're going to need a third.
I'm so mad.
You're
I
mad.
I can't wait.
We're furious. You're putting your life in danger. For what?
Right.
For what?
For memories.
That's
well, we will remember you.
We'll say that at your funeral.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to swim in the ocean if that makes you feel better.
It does.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Let's all just embrace the aloha lifestyle and play a little Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. What do you say?
Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to Hang 10 with caller 17. Who's you, Carla? Hi.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're Shaka.
Yes.
Yeah. Doing Hawaii hand. All right. So have you heard us play Hang 10 before?
Yeah, I have.
All right. How do you do?
You know, it's been a little disappointing the last couple games, so I'm going to try to be better.
All right, that's good. Well, listen, Monday and Tuesday really tripped those guys up. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, you know, we had a solid winner. So would you like a practice round?
Let's do it, yeah.
All right, so if you're new to Hang 10, I'll just tell you, there's three categories. And once the category is read, you have 10 seconds to name five things that apply to that category. Each thing is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. This is just going to be for funsies. And I want to remind you, we're playing for tickets to see Katy Perry at the Chase Center. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. Here we go. Kevin?
Okay.
You get to give the categories today.
Name five college degrees. Go.
A bachelor's, a master's, an associate's, a doctorate.
Okay, slay.
Hey, that wasn't even what he was looking for.
Yeah, but
and
it's
that
fine.
Was great. Kevin was probably thinking like
you
a theater,
like majors,
theater degree, biology.
It's okay. We were on the kind of same page, different book.
Carla, you made it even harder. And you still got 4 out of 5. All right. So listen,
I'm prepared.
Here we go. Now we're gonna play for real. Playing Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call, Kevin.
All right.
Start us off with a little bit of an easy category.
Oh, easy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Name things related to Valentine's Day. Go.
Chocolate, card, balloon, teddy bear, flowers.
Wow.
Okay, you slayed that.
Incredible. That's great. That was very impressive. Good job. All right, so you got five out of five on that one. You're making this look easy. Now, Kevin, let's get a harder one.
Okay.
All right. Playing for Katy Perry tickets at the Chase Center.
Name things that have seeds. Go.
Ooh.
That have seeds?
Yes.
Seeds.
Pomegranates, apples, oranges.
That was a hard one. That was
some
good.
Of them, you think they're like, oh, they're not seeds.
Once you got to orange, I was like, yeah, I can't think of any others.
Watermelon.
That was tough.
A watermelon. Is a pit a seed?
Nope.
It's not. Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure.
Like if you said
like an avocado.
Yeah, if you said plum.
That's a pit. That's not a seed.
And a pit is not a seed.
Actually, no. You could regrow a pit into a plant. Yes, it is a seed.
So that counts.
Yes. Okay. All right. I stumped myself.
You stumped yourself.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't matter because Carla didn't say plum.
Okay, good.
All right. So you have 8 points, Carla. You need 3 to win these tickets. And I believe you were on a course to do that.
You are.
Okay? Okay, I'll try.
All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the clock, Kevin. One more category.
All right. Name things... Oh, wait, I said that wrong.
All
just
right.
Name winter gear.
Oh, my God.
Scarf, jacket, earmuffs, beanie, and boots.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yeah,
that
was
easy.
Holy cow.
I thought it would be harder.
Wow. Kevin really just gave you those tickets there at the end.
I really thought it was harder.
Well, listen, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Katy Perry at the Chase Center. Have you ever been to the Chase Center?
I have not.
Have you ever seen Katy Perry?
No.
Oh, both.
I'm super excited.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, well, stay on hold. We got to get your information. And listen, that concert's not until July, so it'll be a little bit before you hear from our promotions department, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right.
106.5 The End. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Katie had to step out of the studio, so we are going to play... Are you smarter than Kevin? And this is always a rare but beautiful thing on the Wake Up Call where Kevin gets to flex his big muscly brain at all of us.
Oh, yes.
And today you're going to flex all over Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. I understand you've moved around the country quite a bit, right?
That's the other.
Oh, that's somebody else?
No.
All right. Well, Sierra, I understand that you've lived here for your entire life.
My entire life.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Kevin's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And the jackpot is up to $120. Let's see how you do. Here we go. Question 1. Late last night, the worst aviation accident since 9/11 happened as a regional American Airlines jet collided with a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. There are no survivors, and 28 bodies have been recovered so far. President Trump responded by suggesting that there is a conspiracy behind this. So how about that? Spell the word aviation.
A-V-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Question 2. The Comedy Cellar is one of the most famous clubs in America, and the stage was graced with a 30-minute set by Madonna. Yeah. She was invited to do stand-up by Amy Schumer, and the audience seemed to love it. 30 minutes is a long time, too. When doing stand-up comedy, bookers will ask what your LPM is when discussing time for your set. What does it stand for if PM is per minute?
Lines?
Okay, question 3. RFK Jr. had his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, and it was aggressive with him being called out for his past anti-vaccine comments, but he was asked if he will ban unhealthy food like McDonald's and Diet Coke, and he said he would not, and then he joked that he never could because President Trump loves it too much. What is the number 2 meal at McDonald's?
A double cheeseburger meal.
All righty. Question four. John Chu is the award-winning director behind Wicked and Crazy Rich Asians, and he announced that one of his upcoming films will be a first for him. It's animated. It's going to be a feature film adaptation of the famous children's book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Who wrote that book?
Dr. Seuss.
And question five, the Chiefs are returning to the Super Bowl again, looking for a possible three-peat. And many people have noticed officials have gone easy on them with penalties and non-calls. Well, the head of the NFL officiating have heard the cries and weighed in, saying that it is absolutely not true that the officials go easy on the Chiefs. If the Chiefs get a 15-yard penalty, three 10-yard penalties, and another 15-yard penalty, what's the total?
60.
All righty. Please grab Kevin for me. And Sierra, where are we off to today?
I am dropping my daughter off at school right now.
Okay, what grade level?
She's in first grade.
Is she in the car? Oh, she is in the car. What's her name?
She is. Gianna.
Hi, Gianna.
Hi.
Gianna, who do you like more, me or Kevin?
Don't make her pick.
You.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You as in me, the one that said you don't have to pick because I care?
That's ridiculous. What a silly question that is. Sierra, I'm putting you on hold. Kevin, you ready to play?
Wow. I'm fine.
So is that a yes?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Terrible, terrible accident last night. An American Airlines jet collided with a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It was announced that there are no survivors and we are in recovery now. It's terrible. President Trump did respond to the disaster, saying that there could be a conspiracy behind this. Oh, so there we go. Steady hand. Spell the word aviation.
Wow. Aviation.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Question two. The Comedy Cellar is one of the most famous clubs in America. I was actually lucky enough to do a set there once when I lived in New York City.
Oh, okay.
It was open mic, but still, though, it was cool to be there.
It takes a lot to do an open mic.
You're telling me. Yeah. And you know who was there to do a 30-minute set? Madonna.
Oh.
30 minutes of stand-up comedy. She was the guest of Amy Schumer. The audience apparently seemed to think that she loved it. So when you're doing stand-up comedy, Kevin, bookers will ask you what your LPM is when discussing time for your set. So if PM stands for per minute, what does L stand for?
Lux.
Laughs.
How do you measure that?
Well, you can hear them.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I hear about 5 laughs per minute.
A booker will ask you what your LPM is. It's laughs per minute, and you should say at least 5. That's what they...
I do 5 all the time.
If you're
5
a stand-up
chuckles.
Comedy, you want 5 LPMs. All right, here we go. Question 3. RFK Jr. had a Senate confirmation hearing yesterday. It was a doozy. Lots of fighting over his past anti-vax comments. But he was asked if he will ban unhealthy food like McDonald's and Diet Coke, and he said that he would not, and then he joked that he never could because President Trump loves it too much.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the number 2 meal at McDonald's?
Number 2. Oh, quarter pounder with a drink and fries.
That is correct. I knew you were going to get that one.
I mean, what can I say? I live off that menu.
What can you say?
I mean...
Question 4.
Number 10.
John Chu, the award-winning director behind Wicked and Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, he's Asian, too.
Yes, he is. He announced that one of his upcoming films will be a first for him. It's going to be animated.
Oh!
He's going to do a feature film adaptation of the famous children's book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Who wrote that book?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Dr. Seuss, as Kevin says. And question 5, have you heard the rumors that the refs in the NFL want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
That is tea. They've already won too many times. They need to stop.
This would be a three-peat if they win against the Eagles next weekend.
They won't.
The head of the NFL officiating heard people talking about this, and he said that there is absolutely no truth to that rumor.
Right.
If the Chiefs get a 15-yard penalty, 3 10-yard penalties, And another 15-yard penalty. What's their total?
Easy, 60.
Yeah.
15 plus 15 plus 30, 60.
Or if you're the Chiefs, zero. All right. Sierra, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got 3. Kevin got 4.
Oh.
Kevin wins.
Dang,
yeah. Sorry, Gianna.
I know McDonald's too much. I'm sorry.
He knows McDonald's too well.
Someone got me.
Gianna, do you want to tell us what we need to hear?
She's not in the car anymore.
Oh, she already got dropped off.
She done left?
All right, yeah. Sierra, go ahead and tell us what we have to hear.
I am not smarter than Kevin
but
today.
But you're healthier.
Yeah, that's true. Not today. Not today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Katie is really uncomfortable right now, and she's so uncomfortable that it's manifesting physically in her body. Katie, you look like you're in pain. What's going on?
You've called me a witch in the past.
Well, you can't just say that. You have to give it context.
Well, like
that makes me seem like a mean person.
A witch as opposed to a warlock.
A witch because you do witchy things.
Right. Okay.
Like tell the future.
Right.
Commune with the dead.
Right.
I know how this sounds, everyone.
He's absolutely right.
I stand by it.
Yeah. Another thing though is I can usually predict the weather.
Okay. Well, that's just because of a bad knee elbow or something.
Well, that's arthritis.
Sure.
But
not quite witchy.
What's terrible, for those that don't know, in July, I broke my hand playing Odyssey-sanctioned tug-of-war. And now, and I had to have reconstructive surgery. I've got 3 screws in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we tug hard.
We love, but we love harder.
We tug hard in this war. Right. God, makes it sound like we are a kindergarten.
Man, I can feel that the rain is a-coming.
Stiff. How's that elbow?
The elbow, I just had tendonitis in the elbow.
Oh,
that never gave us any weather.
Knee?
It's the knee.
Okay.
That I could usually tell when but that's when the barometric pressure drops. I don't think the barometric pressure's dropped. I'm not feeling it in the knee, but in the hand, is she sore?
Well,
can you believe that that happened, by the way?
Yes. To you? Yes.
Crazy.
The thing that is shocking is that it happened while this company was in charge, which created so many more problems.
Oh my God.
I mean,
workers' comp is a nightmarish system.
We don't have time to relitigate all of that.
No,
but it was terrible. Just a terrible decision. But anyway, going back to you, being able to feel when the sea is getting stormy.
Right. Yeah.
I feel bad for you because
I mean,
I've had stiff joints. It's not fun. But more so because. What a skill that is unneeded now. Like, everybody has a weatherman in our pocket. It's basically like having, like, telling people, like, oh, I'm a weatherman on local TV. Like, that used to be, like, really cool. Like, remember when we were kids, Willard Scott and Al Roker? Like, they were, like, and they did nothing. Really, they ended up doing nothing. That now, weather guys really do nothing. Like, they
don't think that that's true.
I'm not saying that they don't understand. They know things.
They do, yeah.
But we're bored by that stuff. That doesn't make the local news. Like, you're never going to see Dirk Verdorn come on and just start talking about, like, well, here's why we get barometric pressure shifts.
Yeah.
He knows why.
He
but
just
we're
isn't
just
going to get into it. Right.
Who cares? You know? What they do tell us, I've got right here on my phone.
And the basic stuff, yes.
It's not even basic anymore. Like, not only do I know that rain is going to start Friday, but I could tell you right now what the air quality is.
Yeah.
I could tell you right now how far away the storm is. What does the temperature feel like outside? the UV index. I could tell you all of that. Winds coming out of the north, northwest at 4 miles per hour. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about, doesn't it? So I'm just saying, getting stiff
you're
joints
saying,
when
you're
a storm
saying
comes.
I missed my time.
You did.
I missed my time when people could have looked at me and thought, she knows something.
She knows something.
Yeah.
We need to bring her with her on our expedition.
Now, I did injure my knee on a girls rugby team. Mm-hmm. So if we go too far back in time, I don't think I would have been allowed to play.
You would have still injured that knee somehow.
Tilling a field or
you
something.
You still would be you.
You know, thank you.
And you know, if anything, maybe saying that I broke my hand playing tug of war would have been taken way more seriously back when tug of war was one of three games we had. Okay.
Papa, what did you get me for Christmas? I got you a rope, son.
What shall I do with it? Get with your son, your brother and tug it.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
We all wake up very early. And this morning, right before I woke up, I heard one of the worst sounds that a homeowner can hear. Or actually, not just a homeowner, if you live in an apartment as well. And that is the death rattle swan song of a fire detector.
Oh.
Of a smoke alarm. The phantom beep from somewhere in the house.
Oh, the low batteries.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And at first, I did the thing that most responsible husbands do. I pretended not to hear it.
Right.
And then I had the thought, like, my alarm's going to go off in 10 minutes anyway. That's somebody else's problem. Maybe I didn't hear it before I left the house. Then I tried that and I went sneak, sneak, sneak into the shower. And then at the bathroom door, it opens, which is very jarring because nobody talks to me or sees me in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So when it opens, it's like, did the cats finally figure out how to open doors?
Right.
And it's not only my wife, but it's also my son being like, smoke detector, it woke Connor up. You got to do something about it.
Now, what did you think your wife was going to be able to do about it after you left?
I saw Barbie. My wife is capable of anything I'm capable of.
Okay, I'm saying, what would she do?
Whatever I would
also,
do.
Also, your wife has zero upper body strength. less than wow. Zero. And I've said this to her face, so I'm not talking trash.
To her credit, by the way, she said, I'm too short to get it. So maybe she did try.
Oh.
Okay? So now I, half wet.
Yeah.
Go down there, and I see that they already have the office chair, which spins, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
One of the most precarious things in the world. I don't care how cool guy you are. Brad Pitt himself in his prime couldn't stand on an office chair and look cool.
No. It gives you the wiggles.
You get on it and it's just. You do the
hold
arm.
Hold it.
Yeah. You do the arm dance, the father-in-law wedding dance,
yeah.
On it. So I'm up there and I reach up and I'm praying. I'm like, oh, you better reach it. You better be able to hit this.
Because you already have height issues.
Yeah.
I'm just a little guy. All the time.
If you don't know, I'm 4'3".
The way you talk, you might as well be. And so this could really have set you off in the wrong direction.
But I reached it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
What a big boy.
Thank you, thank you. The biggest boy.
What a big boy.
The biggest boy. And now I'm barely reaching it.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like,
okay.
Hold the chair. Yep. Hold it. You don't want to wake up anybody else, including the dog, which is now a wild card in situations like this.
Okay.
And I'm able to flick the thing out, and I take out the battery. Eureka, I'm done. And then somehow that MRF-er still beeped.
What?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Took your life source. How are you alive, zombie?
I think the new ones will beep until you put a fresh battery in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So I finally was like, never mind. And I ripped the whole thing off the wall.
Oh.
So.
Still beeping. It still beeps, even when you rip it off the wall.
Where
the
is
ceiling.
It?
I put
oh,
it
wait,
in
the ceiling beeps? Or the device beeps?
Well, the device beeps, but the device is in the ceiling.
Right, but when you took it out.
The device still
so
beeps.
So where did you put it?
In the garage.
Okay.
Under a blanket.
Oh.
It's like the horror story, like, and then the cat came back the very next day.
Right. I mean, here's why I'm proud of you. There was a time when something like this would have ruined your entire day. You would have come in, you would have had a snarl on your face, mm-hmm. you'd be angrily shuffling.
Yeah.
No.
Not.
No. You came in. What did we say earlier?
What did we say earlier?
And Kevin was
humdrum.
Okay, not hum. No humdrum here.
No.
Mm-mm. Right.
No pep in my step.
Yes.
And you know why? It's because I feel like I. It still lives, but I vanquished it.
Right.
That's what it kind of feels like.
You disarmed it.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't slay my enemy.
No, but you wounded it.
I humiliated it.
Yeah, you did. Now it's stuck under a blanket like a baby.
In a garage. Right. In a cold garage.
Yeah. Take that.
Take that.
Nice try to save my family again.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. I'll bury you next time.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right. What is something that is trendy right now that we're all doing? And boy, oh boy, are we going to regret it in 10 years or more? You can call us. You can text us. Yours at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. I found a list on Reddit. And some of these are very funny. Some of these are very serious.
Okay.
But they're all interesting. First one on here. And this is trending now. Face tattoos. It is much more acceptable now to get a face tattoo than it used to be.
But I don't know why.
And I don't know why. Probably because we've got people like Jelly Roll and Post Malone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, there's
But they're like musicians. Like, I'm seeing like...
But they're like widely accepted as being like fine and normal people, musicians.
But not in normal jobs.
How about this one? And I disagree with this one to an extent. Putting our whole lives on the internet. That is something that we're going to regret in 10 years.
You disagree with that?
Here's why.
Okay.
And I say this to my wife, who makes fun of me. She's like, you're constantly posting. First of all, I'm not constantly posting. Second of all, one day, you're going to thank me. Mm-hmm. And I had a serious conversation with her. I said, one day, I'm going to be dead. And you know what's going to be left behind? Not a photo album. Not like when we were kids. Photo albums don't exist anymore. An Instagram page is essentially a photo album that you're leaving behind.
I mean, it kind of is, except somebody could just take it all away from you if they wanted.
That's true.
Any moment, we learned that from TikTok.
That's true. That is true.
You don't think that it's sort of taking away from you being in the moment?
Yeah, a little bit. But I also feel like somebody has to do it. Somebody has to take a picture. You and I are the people in the family that take pictures. Nobody takes pictures of us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I loved going back and looking through family photo albums when I was a kid.
I don't think that they mean that. I think it means like Randy and I broke up for the last time.
Right.
And his bitch mother, if she's reading this, Janice, just know your son's a piece of garbage.
Yeah,
know?
Stuff like that.
Because
definitely.
Then the next post is, I'm really excited to share that Randy and I are engaged.
And that's the stuff that you love. Another one. Bullying teachers out of the profession. That's a serious one. And that is absolutely a trend right now. Yeah, we're going to regret that in 10 years. 100%.
Well, it seems like, is that not something we should regret right now?
Yeah, but we're not smart enough to do it right now. And there's still enough teachers that are still like, kind of like, we can still run schools. But like education, one of the lowest majors out there right now, because nobody wants to do it. And I don't blame them. I'm the husband of a teacher. And I'm telling you, it's not a good profession. It's thankless. You get paid less. And everybody seems to just hate you. So, yeah.
I don't know about everybody. I love my kids' teachers.
Devaluing craftsmanship.
Yes. Okay. And I also think devaluing the craftsman.
All right. You're not allowed to call yourself a craftsman.
Why?
Because I'm sure it's talking about like quality carpenters and stuff like that, as opposed to somebody being like, I put this IKEA shelf together with no instructions.
And sometimes you never finish.
That is true.
So somebody texted in, and this one's funny, but it also touches on something that we might regret in 10 years. But the funny part is, in 10 years, we're going to regret being mean to our AI.
Oh,
yeah.
But AI in general, maybe that's, we don't know. But maybe that's something that we're going to regret in 10 years. Who knows? We're talking about things that we might regret in 10 years. How about this one? Letting people go of their privacy. I can't tell you when TikTok was going to be going away.
Yeah.
How many videos I saw of people in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, that were constantly saying, like, I don't care, take my privacy. I heard I don't care, take my privacy by so many people when it came to them trying to keep TikTok.
Okay, but I think the problem with that is it is a trade-off for this computer in your pocket.
It doesn't have to be.
Doesn't it?
There should be legislation on privacy, okay. But we're not doing that. How about this one? Having an OnlyFans.
Oh, well, yeah. You know how I feel about that.
Somebody, now here's the question. I mean, if in 10 years you still have millions of dollars from having an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but most of the people on OnlyFans, that's not going to be the case for them.
How about this one? Giving your kids really terrible names.
I don't think those people regret it. I don't think they do. I think that they think, like, no, look at him. He looks like a switchblade. Or what, a doorknob, or whatever they end up calling him.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. So we need to talk about the Sacramento Zoo. If you haven't heard by now, the Sacramento Zoo, which is cute and quaint and small, is moving to Elk Grove, where it will quadruple in size.
Right.
Minimum. When is this going to happen? Late 2029.
Oh.
Maybe even early 2030.
Okay.
Which sounds like it might as well be a million years in the future.
It's hard to believe that those years are even coming.
I know. And Elk Grove graciously said, yeah, we've got the land. Let's bring it here. And everybody went, yay! Oh, but now there seems to be a hiccup in the whole thing. Because of your precious Elk Grove, Kevin.
Oh.
Wow.
You want to tell us some of the details of the story?
Yeah, so we are getting a zoo, but...
I already said that part.
All right.
Okay, you need to calm down.
Oh, do I?
But there is a problem, because the naming rights aren't getting paid respectfully to the donors. They want to propose the name as the Greater Sacramento Zoo in Elk Grove.
Okay.
But my city, the proud city that has raised money for this zoo, okay, given a place for these animals, wants the name to be Elk Grove Zoo. Much simpler. No!
That's right, boo. Katie. Big boo on that.
Oh, so you guys want to say Greater Sacramento Zoo?
No one's going to say it, either.
Yeah, I just want to call it the Sacramento Zoo.
It's going to be the Sac Zoo.
It's not in Sac anymore.
Who cares?
Who cares? That's what we're going to call it.
Right. First of all, it's already been branded this way.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And guess what? You guys didn't fund enough to keep it there.
It wasn't funding.
It wasn't because of that. There's no land, dumb.
Right.
Dumb.
We provide the land for the animals, so we should give the names. We should get the name.
No one knows what Elk Grove is.
Everybody right. knows. You're just mad we're getting well-known more than Roseville.
You're not. First of all, you're not. How's your mall?
Oh.
Second of all, calling it the Elk Grove Zoo,
it rolls off the tongue.
No, it's terrible branding.
It's terrible branding.
It's going to be really, like, if we want people to come here, if we want this zoo to be a destination, okay, which we do.
We do.
We want tourism. So if people call it the Elk Grove Zoo, people from out of town will be like, I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Mm. And it'll also be confusing because the word elk is in it. And that makes it sound like a dumb zoo, which, and the bird exhibit is just a bunch of pigeons or something.
Great point, Katie. Great point.
That's just you assuming.
Next time, maybe change your name to Snow Leopard Grove, and then we have a little bit of a story.
We're lashing out.
If you want to see pictures, by the way, of what the new zoo is going to look like, just text the word zoo to 916-909-1065. 909-1065, because it's going to be effing amazing if we can pull this off. If Elk Grove will stop being a little petty bitch about it.
No, just need our dues where it's done.
The whole thing's going to cost, it looks like, $300 million. You still have a lot of fundraising to do. The city of Elk Grove has identified funding from development impact fees, city source funds, and bond financing. That's the city. Cool. Then the Sacramento Zoological Society is still responsible for raising $50 million.
Oh, wow.
Elk Grove has taxpayer money. The Sacramento Zoological Society doesn't have tax money.
They have to raise that.
They have to raise it. They got to roll their sleeves up.
Right.
They got to take little lizards around to schools.
Yeah.
And have kids pet them.
Alms for the poor.
Alms for the poor. Exactly. Not only that, Katie, listen to this.
Okay.
I almost swore. Listen to this S, okay? Talk about a presumptive sale. If you go on to the City of Elk Grove's website.
Oh, boy.
You can look up all these details about the zoo.
Okay.
And guess what they already have it called on their website? Guess.
What is it?
The Elk Grove Zoo?
The Elk Grove Zoo.
You know who else? ABC 10 also put Elk Grove Zoo. So guess what? You're just going to be calling
we'll get them
it
on the
EG
blower
Zoo.
Too, because they're bad at this as well.
Right. You think I'm scared of ABC 10? No. And I'm not scared of Elk Grove. You guys need to let this go.
You need to listen to us.
You're the Sacramento Zoo.
Right.
Even if it's in Elk Grove.
It's been decades of branding.
I'll see you guys at Elk Grove Zoo.
Wow. I hope you get eaten.
I'll welcome you guys with big arms, wearing a big shirt that says EG Zoo.
And then you can stand next to the cricket exhibit or whatever kind of trash animals they have there.
Right. Look, Ma, a squirrel. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.